It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There is no such thing as luck in the life of a believer. Luck is defined as success or failure, apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. In our world, we often hear about the luck of the Irish, a suggestion that good fortune, success, happiness, and positive things all happen by chance. Many people also believe that success and fortune are connected to certain emblems. They are more willing to trust in horseshoes, rainbows, palm readers, fortune cookies, and elusive four-leaf clovers. How often have you heard about a lucky pair of trousers, lucky socks, or a lucky bracelet? The Bible declares, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. When we think that we are happy only because of luck, we will fall into a passive state. The person who trusts chance for success does not live an intentional life. The individual who believes that positive things are random and do not have an intelligent being who gives them liberally will never truly trust in the Lord God Almighty. There is no such thing as luck. As Christians, we have the assurance that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways, according to Psalm 37 verse 23. As we think about the concept of steps, we are pointed to think not just of the simple and separate movements of our lives, but the collective effect these movements have on the course of our lives. God is intrinsically assigning a path to each, lifting up and putting down, lifting up and putting down of our feet. It is like a father teaching a toddler to walk. He scrutinizes the path, making sure that it is the best place for the child to place his or her feet. Each of our footsteps are meticulously planned by God. He does not leave anything to chance. Our God is a meticulous God. The Bible even says he is so meticulous that even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. That means he has a number for every single one of your hairs. God orders or establishes each movement so that the righteous man finds success. This is why the Bible says in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God." This is why if we are led by the Spirit, nothing happens by chance. We are not led along a path that will cause us to stumble or lose our footing. This is not like God. He does not leave our steps to chance or luck. He doesn't leave us unattended so that we can find fortune by some random cosmic catalyst. Our God is not lax in his care for us. This thought of our steps being established by God is the opposite of a life lived by luck. Barnes notes on the Bible states, the word rendered ordered means to stand erect, to set up, to adjust, fit, direct. The idea here is that all which pertains to the journey of a good man or woman through life is directed, ordered, fitted, or arranged by the Lord. You and I must be willing to walk on the path that God has laid out before us. And then we will find happiness, joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Purity and the pleasures of the kingdom of God. When we have this mindset, we will take responsibility to stay on the course that God has laid out for us. When we drift off the course, we will take measures to ensure that we get back on the course. When the devil comes to knock us off the path that God has laid out for us, we will resist the devil and his evil spirits. And you know what the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. We will exercise our power through faith to stay on course. This is why David prayed, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. He understood that the prayers he had prayed would cause him to stay on course. David was not willing to allow his footsteps to be misdirected by chance. He wanted them to be anchored by the path that God had established for him. He continued to plead with God. In the book of Psalm, we read, redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. David understood that the words he spoke gave life to his situation, or they brought death to bear him on. He understood the goodness of the kingdom of God came when he was obedient. God rewards obedience. God rewards obedience. We must engage in a life with intentional obedience, and we will reap the joy and favor and the blessings of Lord God Almighty. Luck will not bring blessings to our lives. There is no such thing as luck in the life of a believer. Where then do good favors come from? James 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. What a wonderful consolation for those of us who are children of God to know that everything that is good, everything that is wonderful, everything that is great, everything that you can think of that is wonderful in your life comes from God. The reasons why we are being blessed today is not linked to any charm, it's not linked to any mantra or anything that we chant or a star sign that you're born in. No, we are blessed because our Father has sent the goodness of his eternal kingdom to settle on our lives. It is not because we are lucky. Do you believe that you have been having a bout with bad luck? Do you think the state of your life to this point is just a matter of chance? Well, I dare you to do something different. If you want to receive something different, David was in a crisis. He was being pursued by Saul. He feared for his life. He had to pretend he was mad while he was before Abimelech, so that his life would have been spared. From this experience, David wrote, this poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his troubles. He called and invited God into his situation. If you want to align your life to the path that God has established for you, you need to open your mouth. When you call, you are inviting God into your situation. When you call, you are inviting the Spirit of the living God to abound with you, and he is strong and able to deliver you. Are you in trouble? Call on the Lord God Almighty and allow the Spirit of God to confront the troublemakers in your life. Who are the troublemakers? No, it's not bad luck. It's not some bad omen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are forces of darkness that are trying to keep us oppressed. But when we call like David, We are pulling down strongholds and binding them. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The way to change the course of our lives is to ask God to order our steps in His Word. We must also begin to believe and speak the Word of God over our lives. God's Word is creative and will arrest what we perceive to be happenstance and turn them around for our good. Agree with the Word of God and begin to take control of your life. Begin to take control of the spiritual world that is pressing against you to take away your joy, hope, and peace. Speak out and speak up. Speak the Word of God. Remember that the entire world was created by the spoken word. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be," and there was. "Let there be," and there was. "Let there be," and there was. Just as God made the heavens and the earth by His word, we must pay attention to what we speak and always be responsible to speak life into our life. Speak the word of God into your life. You are not unlucky. Speak the word of God into your life. Say, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.